Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to Episode 9 of the AP Now broadcast. I'm Mary Schaefer, and today I'm going to talk to you about the AP metric that everybody loves but I think stinks. I'm going to explain why I think that. Hopefully, I'm going to convince you. And then we'll move on, and I'll talk about what you can do instead. Today's show is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. And with that, I want to just dive right into the topic at hand. And I want to start off by talking about what you do with metrics. So we don't calculate metrics just simply for the sake of calculating them. We need to do something with it. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. And when we do it, we create various different metrics, and we do it so that we can try and get better, try and improve. And the way we do that is we compare ourselves first to ourselves to see how we did in the past. Did we get better? And then we compare ourselves to others. So I kind of think of it kind of like a marathon. When you're training for the marathon, you want to always have a personal best, a new personal best, but then you also want to win. So you need to do better than others. So both of those comparisons typically have a lot of value when you create metrics and you benchmark, a step especially in the accounts payable space. So the metric that I think is horrible, and I know it's the one that most everybody loves, is cost to process an invoice. And I'm going to explain to you why. Now, I can tell you that people call here all the time. They'll be looking for numbers, looking for all sorts of things, and that they ask, you know, do you have the metric of cost to process an invoice? And I'll go through this whole story that I'm about to go through with you. And then when I'm finished, they'll say, yeah, I know, but my boss wants. And this is what they are. So let's talk about why I think this metric is so bad. So let's talk about when you're comparing yourself to yourself. You're just trying to do better than you did the year before. And this could be the whole department is doing better, or it can just be on a personal basis. For starters, when we talk about processing an invoice, all invoices are not created equal. And so I want to bring up the case of a hospital. So a hospital might have an invoice for a magazine subscription, for example, and that would be one line item. While another invoice might be for supplies, medical supplies, and they might have cotton balls on them and gauze and, you know, all different sorts of medicine and bandages and whatnot. And you could have an invoice that goes on for 3, 4, or 5 pages, each of which with 30 lines. So to say that it's going to cost the same to process those two invoices would be very misleading. And it's also not fair to calculate the cost of one of them and expect the other one will cost the same. It can go either way. That's number one. Number two, certain vendors and certain industries will have more discrepancies on their invoices. And you know, when you have a discrepant invoice, it now requires a lot of additional work to resolve that discrepancy and to get that invoice paid. So if I'm comparing two processes within the same organization, and I'm basing their comparison on a number of invoices that they processed, which goes into the cost to process an invoice, it's not fair if one of them has a vendor who tends to have a lot of discrepancies and the other one has that vendor who sends those nice clean invoices. So that's the problem on that front. When we start to compare ourselves to others, when we go out and we get metrics, we either buy them or we belong to some sort of an organization where everybody contributes their data and we get the data back, there are additional problems. I want to tell you two stories, which I think really bring home my point about why this particular metric is so bad. The first one revolves around a conversation I was having with a director of AP from a Fortune 500 company. And we were talking about this very invoice, this very invoice. Nice, Mary. And anyway, she said to me, "Oh, I know how much it costs for us to process an invoice." And I said, "Oh, that's great." And she said, "Yeah, it costs us $14.31. I don't know exactly what she said. She said, "But when I answer those surveys, I put down $12. I said, "Why do you do that?" She said, "Because I don't want us to look bad in comparison to everybody else." Well, that was her rationale. But meanwhile, those numbers are calculated in, and other companies are trying to match those numbers that have those artificially low numbers in them. That's story number one. Now, I then started going through with her why some more reasons why I don't like this methodology. And I said, you know, some places include rent that's used by the accounts payable space, others don't. She said, "Oh, we don't." I said, "Some include corporate overhead." She said, "Oh, we don't include that." And I went through a number of different things. Some they included, some they didn't. So everybody who's contributing their numbers to these surveys, some have some of these costs in and some don't. Not only that, going back to our hospital compared to some other organizations, there can be very huge differences based on industry. So at a minimum, if you're going to use data that you get, that you purchased from other organizations where you're going to benchmark yourself against them, at least get data for companies in the same industry. The second story involves some work that we do here, and we were getting ready to do a survey on invoices. We're going through the questions, and we had, you know, needless to say, the question of cost to process an invoice came up. So I started going through all my reasons with the researcher about why I didn't want to include it. She said, "Okay." And I said, "You know, at the end of the day, it is my belief that most people do not know what it costs them to process an invoice. And so I think they're not going to be able to answer it. And we're going to put this question on, and we're going to have a lot of blanks." And she said, "Well, I know how we can get around that." And I said, "How?" And she said, "We'll just make it mandatory that they answer this question." And I said, "But if we make it mandatory, they're going to guess. And that's even worse than the person who's at least trying to put the numbers in to make them look better." So we reached a compromise, and we said, "Okay, we'll put the question down, but we'll give an option for answering of it is, I don't know. We don't have this information." And we'll see how many people respond. And when the survey results came back, and this was from several hundred professionals in the field, 98% had checked the answer, "I don't know. We don't have this information." Okay, just confirming my prejudices or my suspicions in this area. So I believe that most people don't know. And there's nothing wrong with not knowing. There's a lot of work that goes into calculating this metric, and it may not, you know, be the best use of your staff's time. So I still stand firm. I'm hoping someday somebody will be able to come up with information that changes my mind, but that's how I feel. Other things that contribute to differences that have nothing to do with the actual process have to do with the amount of automation that people use. Some organizations have adopted invoice automation, you know, wholeheartedly, and they have 98% of their invoices are handled through an automated solution, while the others, you know, have various levels of manual processes. Not only automation, which will make a huge difference, but also people do things differently. Different organizations might take extra steps. Some folks, you know, have a lot of manual filing, for example, to do. So everybody's process is not exactly the same. And in fact, even more than that, that's not only that they're not the same, but they are very, very different. They can be very, very different and frequently are. The next issue that comes up is regional price differences. So we have, for starters, regional salary differences. You know, somebody who lives in a big city like New York or Los Angeles is going to be making more money from somebody doing the exact same job who lives in an area where the cost of living is much lower. And in fact, the person who lives in that area with the lower cost of living might actually have a higher standard of living than the person making more money in, you know, New York or Los Angeles. But that's another issue. So those regional salary issues really do come into play. Likewise, if you're including corporate overhead and corporate rent for the space, where you're located makes a huge difference. Are you in a high-priced downtown location? Your rent's going to be a lot higher than if you're in a more rural location. The rent will just be a lot more. So all these things combined lead me to come up with, to my conclusion, that cost to process an invoice is not a great metric, not a great metric at all, and we shouldn't waste our time on it. But there are things we can do, and as soon as we have our word from our sponsor, I'll come back and tell you what they are. AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose. It takes time to track approvers while also having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies all that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately gets to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers, AP, and vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to an approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/APnow. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply.com/APnow. I couldn't have paid them to come up with a better product for this particular talk, which I've been dying to do for a long time, because I think, you know, I think it's an important issue, and it's one we just don't seem to be able to get away from. Okay, so I said, okay, if we're not going to use cost to process an invoice, perhaps there was a better way. So what is that better way? So number one, when we're going to benchmark or we're going to create some metrics, we want to kind of keep what we're going to do to a minimum, okay? We don't want to spend a lot of time creating a whole bunch of numbers that people don't particularly need or not going to use, or we're just going to put on reports that get put in a desk somewhere or stored on a computer. So you want to start off by identifying what I call your problem spots or your pain points, the areas where you have problems that you want to improve, but you just can't seem to get started. And you might also pinpoint those areas where you have some issues, if you will, or some things that don't work as smoothly as they could with other departments. And then, you know, prioritize what's your most important or biggest headache and work your way down. Okay, but you know, you can't focus on all of them all at once, or you'll be doing nothing but creating numbers. The next step is, okay, you're going to need some numbers. Where are you going to get them from? Before you start, you know, getting into Excel, pulling out your Excel sheets and trying to create wonderful reports, take a moment and step back. What reports are you currently being produced, either in your AP space or in your maybe elsewhere in the accounting function, that might have these numbers for you, okay? Because this way, maybe you can just pull a few numbers from other reports and have the metrics that you need for your process improvement. Also, look at the functionality in your ERP system. Many times when companies go to a new ERP system, they turn everything off but the absolute minimum that they need to work. And then they, once they get the system up and running, they forget about it and they don't go back and turn on this additional functionality. So you're going to look at your existing reports, including those that come from your ERP system. And if you can't find the numbers, then you want to go back to see what functionality you have in your ERP system. Maybe talk to somebody in IT and see if there are a few switches they can turn to get you the information that you need. Okay? Once you've exhausted all existing resources, then you're going to have to turn around and you're going to have to start rolling up your sleeves and getting that Excel spreadsheet out or whatever analytical tool that you use. And you want to sit down quietly, you think about your problems. What metrics would you need? Okay, so for example, I'm picking a very simple item. Let's say you're losing early payment discounts and you believe that you're losing those discounts because purchasing is taking too long to approve the invoices. So then what you want to start doing is measuring how many days the invoices were in purchasing for approval before they got turned over to AP. once you start tracking that and you figure out where you can get that, then you can put those metrics together. So that might be one set of metrics that you want to use. You identify the problem that you have, and then you come up with the metric. And then once you come up with the metric, you're like, okay, where are we going to get that? How are we going to get that? And then you want to do those calculations. So once you figure out what the metric is, you go about creating your spreadsheet or whatever the analytical tool is. Now, there are many wonderful tools out there. There are many things that you can do with pivot tables and power queries. So don't overlook all of those. But anyway, once you get them together and you've created your metrics, then you want to get ready and you want to use these to make your case to management so that they will understand and hopefully you'll get the process improvements made that you want. And when you do this and you're making your case to management, I can't emphasize enough that you want to make sure you convert everything that you're talking about into, I like to say it, the language of management, which is money. So it will be dollars if you're, you know, in the U.S. or Canada or Australia, euros if you're in one of the countries that takes euros, pounds sterling if you're in the U.K., but put it in terms of money so management really understands what you're talking about. And then once you've solved this problem and things are going along well, you might have to continue to measure that metric, or it might be time to go back and identify another problem and another set of metrics to help you solve that issue. Thanks for listening to this AP Now podcast. Thanks especially to our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community or your staff, share it on LinkedIn, Facebook, or whatever. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for our free twice-a-week e-zine. It contains tips and news of upcoming AP Now webinars, article postings, and news of new episodes of this podcast. Hope to see you on the next one.